All right, here we are, our last break of the day, guys, on this Tuesday. Our last break of the day. Yeah. And it's been a good day. We're still keeping an eye on this Andrew Brown Jr. case out of North Carolina.
Yeah. This is horrible. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Crump all on the news again yesterday.
Bakari Sellers.
Bakari Sellers. Mm-hmm.
It's just horrible.
Here
we go again. Yeah.
I'm tired of it. It's exhausting.
Yeah, Steve. It really is.
It really is exhausting.
We never get a break.
Not one time.
And you know what? We need more people other than black folks to see this for what it is and start calling it out. It's the only way we'll ever get through to this. We need somebody else other than black people to go, hey, you know what, man? This really ain't right.
Right. And thanks to all of the other races and nationalities have been marching.
Absolutely.
You know, because there have been a lot of them and they have drawn attention to it. But we need more, you know, because this is a problem going and going and going, it seems.
That's it, Shirley. I mean, ever since last year, when the pandemic, like you said, Steve, when this time last year,
George Floyd,
you know, every day we just look at the news and just
we're
hold
so
our
tired
breath
of this.
And you know, listen, as an entertainment show, we try to bring a distraction from a lot of stuff that's going on. You know, some levity, some enjoyment, laughing at the strawberry letter. Laughing at a poem, just a moment to give you something to prank phone call, you know, just give you something else to do. And we can't do that because every week they're killing somebody else.
Yeah.
The part that's the most disturbing to me is that it only happens to black people.
Yeah.
There are no stories about cops pulling anybody over white. They drive off and they kill them.
Kill them.
They selling unarmed cigarettes. They kill them. They talking on the phone. They kill them.
Right.
They playing their music loud. They kill them. I thought it was a gun. It was a cell phone and I kill them.
Yes.
It's only black people. See, and the outrage has to come from somebody else other than blacks. We have been sick and tired of this for over 400 years.
And people even get
say
mad
nothing
when
new.
Our lives matter. They even get mad at that, Steve.
And then the counter is white lives matter too.
Yeah, all lives
we
matter.
We ain't saying it don't.
Yeah.
Damn,
even,
man.
Yeah, we can't even say our lives matter, don't they?
No, those people don't even want us to say that.
Yeah, that's the crazy
white
part.
White lives matter too.
Yeah.
Man, nobody said it don't.
Right.
But ain't nobody shooting your life from you. Nobody's pulling your life over, taking it for a traffic violation, for a misunderstanding. I thought it was a taser. What?
Oh, man.
When the last time you done that? When the last time a black person then walked up to a white person's door, shot him and said, I thought they was in my apartment.
Because
we know good and hell well we can't say that. So I'm just going to say it again. We need somebody else to help us and get involved with this. Mm-hmm. And I feel sick. Let me tell you what. It sickens me to have to ask for that type of help. It sickens me. Because it's a damn shame that this country is not what it says it is on paper. That's the alarming thing. The inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Okay. I'm going to sit in my house. I've been off work. I'm tired. And I'm going to eat me a bowl of ice cream. I don't watch TV.
Wow.
But I'm going to go to the door and I'm going to die. I was just pursuing a little moment of happiness. That's all I was doing. I get stopped. I call my mama to tell her I'm being pulled over. That's the last time my mama talked to me.
Oh, God. That was Dante.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just selling some cigarettes, some loose cigarettes in New York. I got, I probably ain't supposed to be doing it, but I'm just selling some cigarettes. I got to die for that?
You got to, that's it, Steve. Yeah. That's
for that? It.
For that. Right.
See, what do you want us to do?
Right.
How you don't understand how sick and tired we are of this? But then we watch repeatedly. You climbed to storm the Capitol walls.
Saw it.
And you killed what, Capitol nothing? Police officers.
No.
What
was and
lives
nothing?
And
yeah. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
We watch you them do it. They stormed a Capitol building, threatened the lives of senators and in there. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Everybody was appalled.
Kill
until
police
they
officers.
Gathered themselves yeah. and realized that was against their policy. And now all them damn senators talking about, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that yeah. bad. That's that would make you mad.
What? People died. Yeah. People yeah. died. It was that bad.
I don't
died.
Understand. Yeah, that logic. That logic. What? What do you mean it wasn't right. that
hey,
bad?
Hey, man. We're exhausted.
Because the senators died.
We're exhausted from being.
We really
we're exhausted
are,
from exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Steve.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Sick mm-hmm. and tired of all of y'all mm-hmm. with this mess. Be patient. We're working on it. For what? What's it to work on? My right to be a human being?
And then they're trying to take our voting rights away. On top of
oh, and they
time.
Did it in Georgia. They trying yeah. everything. Y'all ain't right, man. This is America. Y'all have a great day, man. Sorry we ended on a note like this, but it is what it is. We'll see y'all tomorrow. We're going to wake up anyway. You ain't going to stop.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.